to the worst week yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we kill zero birds and get stoned. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, joined once again by my longtime friend, most times co-host, Dee Dee Rose Deanna. What's up?
Oh, man. Real mixed bag. Had my birthday on Friday.
Yeah.
Got an Xbox. That's two yays. Worked like 20 hours yesterday, though. That's kind of a nay. So, like I said, mixed bag. How are you?
I'm all right. I mean, I'm barely holding it together. I'm actually doing pretty bad, but, you know, that's normal. So I guess I'm fine.
Do you want me to hit you in the face with a shoe like that lady did to me last week? That made me laugh a little. Maybe you'll laugh if you get hit with a shoe.
I'm sorry, what?
You don't, what, when that lady hit me in the face with her shoe?
What are you talking about?
Am I hallucinating?
Who hit you with their shoe?
Okay, so I've been trying to kill lantern flies, right? Like, I have been on a crusade. Okay.
Yeah.
And I went to the BP, and my preferred method, well now, okay, so I got a leather fly swatter that, there's a lot happening, okay?
The hate has gone so far.
Dom of the flies. So anyways, I was killing them though before that with like my shoe. And then I went to the gas station and there was a lady inside the gas station who had also taken off her shoe and was getting ready to hit a lantern fly on the inside of the door to the gas station. And as I opened the door, she was going for it, and the timing was just either perfect or terrible, depending on how you feel about me getting hit in the face. She slapped the shit out of me with an Old Navy flip-flop.
Okay.
At least it was an Old Navy one. Those are like $2. They're real weak. Just a nice little whack.
Yeah, but it's actually offensive. Like, kind of, like, I deserve to get slapped in the face with at least a Steve Madden shoe.
Like, those have some like meat to them. You're gonna get a concussion.
Girth.
Speaking of girthy meat, I don't want to speak of that.
Our guest this week is my pal.
I resign on that intro.
Georgia Warder, one of the funniest people in Pittsburgh, a good friend of mine. Georgia, welcome to the worst week yet. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Anybody slap you in the face with any footwear recently?
You know, I have to say, it's been a long time. It's been a minute.
Honestly, I think I would rather get slapped in the face with an Old Navy flip-flop than get introduced as, speaking of meat,
someone with a little meat on them.
How rude.
Look, I am a terrible person, and this should not be a surprise to anybody. But Georgia, I'm glad you're here. Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We've been doing a lot of in-person guests recently. And I don't know, it's hard to schedule things. Listeners, you get it, or you don't.
It's but also hard to schedule things with someone who hasn't been waking up before noon. So
yeah,
you know.
Well, we're here. It's 11:58 a.m. You're doing great.
I am. I'm trying. I'm sleep is hard lately.
Sleep is hard.
Sleep is hard. I think it's really fun that you're like, surprise, a stranger is coming to your house. That's like a little nice little jolt of anxiety for me. Although we met.
Yeah, we've met.
Yeah, yeah, Georgia did the show on January 3rd, whatever, Scarps.
Yeah, at Scarps. Yeah. Wait. Was it you that I like hit your car outside?
Maybe.
Did you do a hit and run?
No. Well, yeah, kind of.
Do you have a hitch on the back of your car?
No.
Someone hit my car with a hitch on the back of their car and punctured a nice hole through my fender.
No.
And no. That was outside of Scarps.
No, it was like I like kind of like tap, did a little tip tap.
That's fine.
Parking.
Yeah. And then the other cars are basically cones. It's fine. So, but then as we were walking out of Scarps, we like walked to the cars and the other person car was the car that I hit, but I don't remember. I thought maybe it was you, but maybe it wasn't was. You. I Look, mean, I did confess at the time.
Who
so.
Knows? I was here's the thing. Not sober at the time, so Ooh. Who would know?
Here's the thing. Cars literally have a piece called a bumper. That means you're supposed to bump stuff with them.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you. You come to this podcast to learn things.
It's confusing.
To learn how to bad drive.
It's confusing that bumper cars exist, but then regular cars have bumpers, but you're not supposed to bump people. Like, that doesn't... That's... No.
That is confusing. And you know what's upsetting? I really want to ride go-karts, and I haven't gone and done that in years.
I don't know. The only place I knew where you could do that, I think, closed. So I don't know...
I just know that I went to Niagara Falls in February of 2020, and they have like a fucking like multi-level like Mario Kart style track that's like got like not loops, but like big things that you can go around and like goes up and down. It looks so fucking cool, but it was closed because it was fucking February. But I was like, I'm going to come back here soon. And then the rest of 2020 happened, and I haven't right. been back to Canada recently.
To be fair, the last 4 years like don't exist. So it is soon. It's almost
yeah. yeah. Time wasn't real for a while.
Yeah, it's so almost like good. If you go this March, it's like you went right back.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And speaking of going back, that's actually not at all what we're gonna do.
Let's
we're gonna go
back
forward.
To the podcast.
Let's go back to the podcast. We've got a few things to cover before we get to the news, and we've got quite a lot of news. So buckle up, motherfuckers. We've got a Patreon. That's right. If you like this show, you could give us a little bit of money and get some more of it occasionally here and there.
Not Whatever. More money, more show.
More show.
Not more money. Yeah.
Less money, more show.
Yeah, this is not
an
investment.
An MLM.
You can't give us a little money and then get more of the money. That's not,
this
no.
This is an MLM. I'm
and
subscribing.
In fact, I'll say this much. If you give us a little money, I will somehow manage to have less money. I'm pretty good at that. So patreon.com/worstweekyet. We will be doing an episode on the fantastic piece of cinnamon. Oh, Jesus.
We're going to be doing the cinnamon challenge.
We're all out here trying.
Yeah. We are going to be reviewing the fantastic film Strain 100, which is maybe an anti-vax zombie movie or potentially a pro-vax. It's honestly I'm still kind of on the fence. We haven't done the episode yet. We're recording it later with Kennedy, though. It'll be up on the Patreon. And if you give $10 a month, we say your motherfucking name. So let's give a big shout out to You Fuck Like My Dad, Chauncey Yonders, Terminally Online Leftist, Zap Actions Downer, Andrea Humphrey, Goblin Mode, Optimus Crime, The Man in the West, Nandy Angelus, Josh Troopin, Nick Adams, parentheses, Alpha Male, AJ from Baltimore, Idnex, Dragula 206, Brienne, CIA Brainbugs, and our newest patron, Music to Ignore. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show.
Yay, new patron.
Patreon.com/worstweekend.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you guys ready for the news?
Kinda.
Never.
Acceptable. Well, too fucking bad, because before we get into any of the news, there's something very special that I... We're just going to do a little bit of celebration. If you are listening to this on the day that it comes out, I just want to say, happy motherfucking 9/11. Yeah, that's right. This episode goes out on the day that we never forget. We always remember. That's right. I don't know how much of that song we can play without getting in trouble.
You should have just let me sing it.
All I just right. want to say all my 9/11s are gay, and Queen for 9/11 is great.
You know, like pre-COVID, I don't know. I didn't make a lot of 9/11 jokes, and then COVID happened and we 9/11'd ourselves every day for like a while. And then 9/11 was like way funnier.
I remember, 3,000 people died? Come on.
Seriously, I remember like at the beginning of the pandemic, people being like, is this going to be a new 9/11? And like older people like shushing them like, no, this isn't the same. And I'm like, yeah, more people are dead. That's what's happening.
But, yeah, it's not a new 9/11. It's actually worse. So cool.
So 9/11, it turns 22 this year. So, you know, it's not as exciting as the 21st birthday. You're kind of over it. You know, like you've been to the bars. You can do it's still 3 years till you can rent a car. Yeah, there's nothing really exciting about turning 22. But I just, you know, happy birthday, 9/11.
It's 9/11's Taylor Swift birthday. You got 22.
We're going to put two candles and light them on a cake and then... Wait till they collapse.
9/11 is going to spend this whole year feeling really anxious about the fact that no one likes it when it's 23.
Oh, right? Yeah. It's like it's looming. It's looming.
It's just upset. And then also like after 9/11 did 21 shots last year and ended up in the hospital. Its friends are sick of its shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But. Yeah, I just, you know.
Pearl Harbor doesn't even want to hang out with 9/11 anymore.
Pearl Harbor aged out from the general consciousness.
Pearl Harbor is running for a 50th term in Congress. Again, just happy birthday, 9/11. We love you. We'll never forget you.
Have a 9/11 tower smash cake.
Twin Towers cake sitting videos, anyone? Look.
Look, I'm trying to make money.
9/11 start an OnlyFans.
This is great.
This is great. So moving on to something not so great. There's a lot of people die every week. And so like we don't talk about it that much. But I just want to say shout out to the singer Smash Mouth who passed away this week. You know, we're all stars because of you, buddy. And, you know. Just hope you're up there walking on the sun. I don't know. It's sad. It's sad. I like the guy from Smash Mouth. I think he was Shrek. I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know. Yeah. But I hope that they're up there serving chicken to China to Chinese chicken in heaven.
That is the Bare Naked Ladies, Deanna.
Good.
Everyone's an all-star in heaven.
Wait, really?
Yes. It's been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all coming back to me now.
This is great. I remember Smash Mouth was on Kids Bop, like the original album. And the OG one. And that came out when I was a kid. And so I was all into Smash Mouth for a bit.
I never had a Kids Bop. My parents were just like, no, you could just hear the songs.
Oh, I was very Christian. So they were like, they bleeped everything. But they also, Austin Powers was still my favorite movie growing up. So the consistency wasn't there.
No, yeah. My parents were like, oh, this wildly adult cinematic content? Fine.
Yep. They were like, you cannot say, oh my God, that is taking the Lord's name in vain, but watch a lot of vagina take off her shirt and get into this hot tub, Georgia. That was, Austin Powers.
Well, valid.
A classic.
I've never really, I've seen Austin Powers, but only kinda.
Oh, I love Mike Myers. It's my fave, but I'm getting us off topic.
That's all right. We don't even need these topics. I'll just throw the sheet topics. Out.
We're talking about the big... She tried to do a tribute of the singer from Smash Mouth, and I brought up the Bare Naked Ladies, so there are no topics.
Yeah, and we made it back to Mike Myers, which brings us back to Shrek, which brings us back to Smash Mouth, so we did it.
Where was Full Shrek circle. On 9/11? Okay, so our next... This isn't actually a story. I'm just mad about something, and I want to talk about it. It's my fucking show, so I can do it.
If Shrek was on the plane on 9/11, he would have stopped it.
This Donkey plane would have won't let crash it happen, in my though. Swamp.
Donkey would have hid in the bathroom. Donkey would have been like, oh, hell no, you're not going to blow up this plane with me. I'm going to get in this bathroom and hide. Okay. Anyways, what are you mad about?
The three blind mice were the hijackers.
Anyway. I am mad about a discourse that's been happening on the internet. And I don't know, this probably doesn't translate too well, but I know a lot of our listeners are on Twitter. People are arguing about voter shaming. Like, people are yelling at each other for saying that you should vote for Joe Biden or you shouldn't, or you should vote for third party, or that's how Trump wins. And I just want to say, there's plenty of valid points being made. There's plenty of people being way too over the top. But this is way too soon to be fighting about this. The election isn't for 14 months. Shut the fuck up. you're just going to say the same thing in a, more than a year. So, like, why are we doing this now?
Also, they could both be dead in 14 months. So we could be able to talk about
totally
be
dead in 14 months.
Fingers crossed. It's just
they're both so old. I mean, if one pacemaker gives out, like, whole new run.
Like the singer of Smash Mouth and Chicken to China to Chinese Chicken right the fuck out of here.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's very frustrating. And, you know, I know that, like, this is honestly, I've been like typically like a fuck this guy, but I guess it's better than Trump, like that kind of thing for most of my life. And like at this point, I'm like kind of leaning that I'm just not going to participate, but also like, I don't know, day of, I might change my mind. And that's probably how most of the people fighting about this are. So like, why are we fighting about this right now?
It's Twitter. People just want to fight.
Right.
But I always vote. Like, you always got to vote for somebody. I don't know. At least on the local elections, you can.
Oh yeah,
you
for,
can
sure,
abstain
for sure.
From
yeah.
the that's, presidential. That's what I meant. I don't care about that one. But
I feel like people have been fighting about this since the last election. And then it becomes like, the problem with Twitter is that like people don't bring any nuance to these things.
Yeah.
And there are so many fucking levels to why people would or wouldn't vote. And like, I don't know. It's just the discourse is ever infuriating about pretty much any and all topics, but
yeah, any conversation on social media is so surface level that you're not going to be able to actually have that fitting nuance into 140 characters is impossible.
But this is like particularly shitty because there are so many factors like voter suppression, systemic racism.
You might not even be allowed to vote by then. Like, calm down.
Right. They might gerrymander your ass right the fuck out of it. So shut up.
And
also, the whole Republican establishment turned on Trump just a little bit on the last midterm election. So are we sure that they're even going to really put him up?
They're circling the wagons.
If he is alive, he's going to get the nomination and they are all going to fall in line. Because they know what happens if you go against him. It's not a majority, but it's a very loud part of the base will get rid of him or whatever. Like
I'm voting for anybody below the retirement age.
So you are also not voting in the 2024 election.
It drives me nuts.
Ron DeSantis like tweeted something yesterday about his campaign and it got 11 likes. It got 11 likes.
Well, I'm sure. I work in... I used to want to do marketing for, like...
Campaigns,
yeah. And I can guarantee you some, like, 18-year-old intern is running his social media because he doesn't see it as important. So, you know, I don't worry about DeSantis too much when it comes to that stuff.
Oh, yeah. But, no, I mean, it came out that there was, like, a 22-year-old, like, neo-Nazi running his social media stuff.
I mean...
And they were like, oh, we didn't know.
Meanwhile, all the creative marketing gays are over with the Dems.
But I will just say, like, one last thing just to put a button on this so we can talk about the real important news is that, like, you always got to remind yourself that contrarianism and being, like, taking a position and then fighting it, even if it doesn't make any sense, is a great way to get more listeners to your podcast or viewers of your stream. So, like... You know, if you see some of these fucking commentators, these people with shows that are making points that like where they like there's this one lady. It's like somebody was like, well, do you think that Trump would be worse than Biden? And she was like unwilling to answer, which like people are like, how can you not think this? It's like, no. She is fucking around. She knows that Trump would be worse than Biden, but because she is unwilling to say it, people yell at her, and then she gets more views, and then it's like, it's this whole fucking thing.
It's the algorithm. It always comes back to the algorithm.
So, like,
Outrage. Stop
fighting about this. We're all going to die. It doesn't matter. Let's move on. Speaking of we're all going to die, guess who died this week?
The singer of Smash Mouth?
No, the backup singer of Bare Naked Ladies. No, this week is very sad.
Have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on.
This week, a 14-year-old child died after doing the Packy One Chip Challenge. Have you seen those, like...
Skill issue.
Oh, my God.
Skill issue. Skill issue. You know what? Because I did that shit, and I want to die, and I lived on accident.
This kid ate the spicy chip and fucking dropped dead, dude.
Don't you just sign a waiver for those?
No.
I don't think so. Ah. But there is, like, a thing on the package that's like, oh, this could cause adverse health effects. And, like, I don't think they...
Dead.
I don't think they meant to kill anybody, but it's very funny that they did.
That's wild.
Yeah, I ate that chip. I washed it down with whiskey.
Nice.
It was a Halloween.
What were you dressed up as?
A bitch with a bad attitude eating a hot chip with whiskey.
Oh, God.
What do you mean?
Amazing.
No, I was just myself. I wasn't dressed up as anything. I wasn't having a party. I wasn't Halloweening. I was eating a hot chip.
What if it comes out that this kid just actually just choked on the chip? It wasn't like anything else.
No,
it wasn't
like
the heat.
He ate it, and then like the challenge is you're supposed to go as long as possible without eating or drinking anything else to like get rid of the taste or the burn. So he ate it, and then he like went home and like was getting ready for basketball practice or something and dropped dead. So who knows? Could have been vaccine related.
I was going to say, I literally have been hanging out with every comedian's favorite, not alt-righter, but he loves to play the part. And yeah, he would say it was the vaccine.
Well, they put the vaccine in the chip.
Right.
Because the people chip? Want the chip.
The chip has the vaccine? Or yeah. So we're back to that?
Yeah. Whatever Dana's joke was a year ago.
It's just one spicy chip in the vaccine.
I think that maybe there was fentanyl in the chip dust.
Mm. Dun, dun, dun.
That must have been it.
I don't know. Did a cop go have a fake a seizure? That's the only way to know for sure.
Was it like cardiac arrest?
I mean, this kid died. Actually, that's really sad.
Fair point. It is very sad, but sorry, this is the show that you listen to, listeners.
But also, like I said, skill issue, because I did it and lived.
Darwin's proud.
I have no spleen. I have no appendix. I have no will to live. And yet.
You have no spleen? Can you live without a spleen?
Bitch, I'm here.
That was always my grandma's threat growing up. She'd always say, you're going to go rupture your spleen.
What?
I mean,
oh, okay.
I
thought you were going to say, my grandma used to tell me she was going to take my spleen.
Yeah, I don't have an appendix either, though.
I did, in fact, rupture my spleen.
Did you?
I did, in fact.
My grandma's warnings came true. What?
I am what I refer to myself as the fine print princess, where usually, like, you know, the statistical anomaly will happen to me. So I was the... Like 1 in 12 people is injured by their seatbelt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, my seatbelt lacerated my spleen. And then because I'm too stubborn, I wouldn't go to the emergency room. So I just bled internally for a while. By the time I like got to the ER, 3.5 of the 5 liters of blood that are supposed to be in my body exit. But your grandma probably thought that because of how Houdini died.
Oh, are we finding the route to the cause? Okay.
Yeah, because like that's how Houdini died, in his spleen ruptured. Hmm. And he bled to death. Like,
well, if only your grandma had told you every time she said goodbye to you your entire life not to rupture your spleen, it just wouldn't have happened.
Oh no. My grandma would say delightful things like, don't wait too long to visit me again. I might be dead before the next time. So
oh,
we had just
their,
a different...
They would say, Lord willing, I'm living. I'll yeah. see you again.
Looming threats.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
My favorite kind.
Anyway, ruptured spleens. A lot's
rest
happening.
In chips to that
We're
kid.
Learning a lot today.
Yeah, no. Hope you're eating hot chip and lying in heaven. Hey, you know who's not in heaven? Enrique Tarrio, leader of the Proud Boys, this week was sentenced to 22 years in jail.
Let's go.
For doing a January 6th. Doing a J6. This is fun. We watched the documentary from that All Gas No Breaks guy, like that came out, like, and then the next day he got canceled or whatever that guy's name is. And Enrique Tarrio was in that. And it showed that, like, like even just a few years ago, that he was just some guy who was like making t-shirts to sell to people on the internet. And like his whole thing was like, you know, sometimes I make conservative t-shirts, but also I make liberal t-shirts. That way I could sell t-shirts to everybody. And like that was his thing. And then flash forward just a few years and he's like, oh, I did sedition and I'm going to be in jail until I'm in my 50s. Whoops. Like,
okay, but the best part is that he... like while being the leader of the Proud Boys, like it's not like he was like originally just making t-shirts for everybody. He was still making t-shirts for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I think if you're that much of a, you just want to be that much of a little shit stirrer, you should go to jail. More shit stirrers could go to jail. I think there should be less, there would be less discourse.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would lose all our precious content on the internet, though.
Here's the thing.
There would still be boobs.
Yeah, you're right. That is the majority of the internet still. We tend to forget that in our hellish political landscape. That
jail for shit stirrers.
Tits for the rest of us.
I'm just trying to do a tit stirrer. Tit
stirrer, yeah.
Yeah. Add me on titstirrer.com. So, have fun.
No,
have fun in jail, Enrique.
Congrats, buddy. You did it.
Hey, speaking of people that got sentenced to long prison terms this week, Danny Masterson, one of the stars of That 70s Show, has somehow been found guilty of rape, which usually does not happen. Whenever there's usually not that kind of repercussions, especially for somebody who is a Scientologist. Like this is a very, very rare occurrence for a just all around, across the board. Like, and he got sentenced to 30 years. So rot in there, you piece of shit.
Do they let you do Scientology in prison?
I don't know how anything works.
They let you do shanking.
That would be good.
Do they let you do the hot chip challenge in prison?
I don't know, but Danny, I recommend you try it.
By the way, I booed rape earlier. Not that he got evicted. Or not evicted, but convicted. There we go. Evicted. There we go.
Well, I guess he probably is getting evicted from wherever he lives. No way he's paying rent.
I hope his lease break free fee is astronomical.
He's got court fees. He's got everything. And then on top of that.
So I hope he gets COVID.
How old
in
is he? 30 years.
I don't know. He's probably at least like in his late 30s.
Yeah,
like
I was going to say, I feel like he's 42.
So
but
after
I made that up.
After the news of his conviction came out, a bunch of people started talking about how many of his friends and former castmates from That 70s Show had written letters to the judge asking for leniency. And this led us to what I would say is potentially one of the absolute worst apologies that I have ever seen from a famous person.
Should have done a notes app.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis both wrote letters asking the judge to be lenient on their friend. And people weren't happy about it, which they shouldn't be. We just watched the video before we started today, listeners. If you have not seen the video of their apology, you should go watch it. It's bad. They both are doing a bad job of acting remorseful, but in different ways. Ashton Kutcher is not acting at all. And he's also not remorseful. He's just like, yeah, you know, we didn't mean to do that or whatever, you know, like, you know, it's no big deal. And then Mila Kunis delivering some Oscar worthy fake emotion.
I don't think Andrew and I are at odds on the quality of Mila Kunis's acting here, but maybe it's because like I'm just so angry.
Yeah, I feel like they did not, like, as far as apology videos go, I feel like they really didn't talk to a PR team when they were trying to do this.
Yeah,
do it right.
Yeah.
Because there are, like, fundamental rules and, like, structure to how to do that, and they did not follow, like, any of them. All they did was be like, ah, our bad.
Yeah.
Guys, let's...
It's
even
not
the
good.
Timing of the video. Like, she cuts him off at one point. It's like, we believe women. It's like, okay.
We always stand with victims.
Yeah.
I mean, almost always.
Well, we always do until, you know, it's our buddy.
Until it's our friend. There's something to me that's so offensive about them being like, we didn't mean to, we didn't intend to undermine the testimony of the victims, but like, okay, the victims got to read impact statements at the sentencing trial, talking about why he should receive a heavy sentence. And, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher being like, no, he's really a good guy. I mean, honestly, a bastion of the community. Just a real stand-up pal. A1, number one guy. You call him last minute, say, hey, man, we need buns for this barbecue. He's going to stop and pick him up on the way. Great guy. Great guy. Like, that's the definition of undermining the victim's testimony.
Also, it really sounded, and it was either in their apology or in something, it sounded like they did not think that the letters were going to be like public knowledge or something like that. Like whenever they were
like
talking
it wasn't
about
public record.
Yeah, yeah, they were like, it was intended for the judge to read.
Well, yeah, that's
they
the
were
public
like,
record.
We thought this letter was going to be like, hey, rich guy to rich guy on behalf of a rich guy. Let me tell you. But Judge Charlene Almeida was not fucking having it.
Yeah.
I think the only scenario that I would like, I'm trying to like play devil's advocate in my head of like what goes through your head on this, that you would send that letter. And I get it. If you're like friends with somebody your whole life and maybe they were throwing like, I know they don't do death penalty for like rape, but if they were throwing out the death penalty, I would be like, you know what? If you're trying to bring that back to where he doesn't die and this is a lifelong friend, maybe. But I don't know, like a violent crime like
nah,
that.
If
it's
my
still
friend was a rapist, like if I found out that my friend was a straight up fucking rapist,
yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to show up on behalf as your friend because we ain't fucking friends anymore. Like
that is fair.
That's
yeah.
the part. Like that's the part where they're not supporting victims. That's yeah. the part where they're not, because like Leah Remini, who was also a Scientologist, she was there at court and like beforehand was encouraging the victims and was like comforting them after their impact statements. Like that's how you support a victim. Like being like, this is my friend. Fuck your fucking friendship. If you did a murder, we're not fucking friends anymore. Like, I don't know. I don't know. The devil doesn't need an advocate to me. The devil does yeah. its own bad deeds. I fuck them. Fuck them all.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Rape apologists is what that makes them.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah. them. And also, can't really don't, I'm only getting this off of a TikTok I saw or a tweet about a TikTok, but apparently
not a tweet about a TikTok.
One of the victims, after like this news came out about Ashton Kutcher, the whole thing, one of the victims was like, I was with Danny whenever you called him before the police came after your girlfriend was murdered. And like, I know your secret. So holy shit. Like I had never even heard this story. Apparently Ashton Kutcher's girlfriend got murdered like in like the late '90s or something. And he like called the police to let them know like, hey, just so you know, there's a fingerprint of mine on the door, but like I didn't go in or something like that.
It's yeah. Like, I think, I watched a breakdown of this and they're saying that, I guess he might have walked in and found her and then like didn't start to report it for like a while because like he found like his dead girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the issue, is like instead of calling the police immediately, he called his team.
Yeah.
And like his friends to be like, what do I do?
It's probably nothing, but it's yeah. potentially Ashton Kutcher murdered his girlfriend.
I mean, he's done enough by defending a rapist. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you lose a lot of your credibility
I
once
feel like,
you do.
Like, weren't they like the ones dying on the hill for like human trafficking too recently?
Oh, yeah. No,
I feel like
that's been like a thing
so
for a while.
So much of a layer yeah. of this is like you're out here like
he
you
also
know, trying
was
to do this good thing and then you're not going to stand with people who are just experiencing this.
He also was a big proponent of FOSTA SESTA, which dramatically affected a lot of sex workers' lives, ability to make their income. So Ashton Kutcher, you know,
shut
words,
the fuck up.
Actions, not quite matching.
Give your kids a bath, you loser.
Hey, what? Wouldn't you know it? Our next story, more dead kids. This week, a Wisconsin sawmill killed a 16-year-old child, or at least there was a resolution to. I think this actually happened a while ago, but there's a sawmill in Wisconsin where, over the last 2 years, three children, ages 15 to 16, were hurt in the mill. Also, at least seven children between the ages of like 14 and 17 were found to be worked over the like legally allotted time for children. There was also at least nine kids as young as 14 that have worked in the sawmill over that time period. But now a child is dead.
Children long for the mines, not the mills. We're not longing for the mills. We're longing for the mines.
Yes. And I will say this sawmill, they are in big trouble.
So all of these kids that got hurt were working there?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, this mill is in huge, huge trouble. They have been, let's see here. They have to pay a fine. And they have to put up safety stickers. This, honestly, oh, wow. It's great to see justice done. I think, you know, if you're, you know, say like a guy who owns a business that has very dangerous work and you employ literal children and they, you know, happen to die and the government finds out that you didn't put up stickers.
Yeah. I mean, children love stickers. You're going to have to put up those stickers more than the mines.
You're going to have to put up those stickers.
He only killed
Mr. Yuck
would have
never
several,
let this
so.
Happen. Mr. Yuck would have never let this
exactly.
shit go down.
Just yeah. Wow, that's crazy. What parents are letting their kids work in a sawmill?
Poor parents, probably.
I mean, sure, like, but I grew up in an area that was technically like poor. Like I tried to explain this to people. I was middle class in a poor area, which is just poor. Yeah. But like, oh man. I mean,
sawmill operator agrees to comply with child labor laws after teen's death. I'm really sorry. Oops. I won't do it again.
Okay.
I didn't understand. I knew there were child labor laws. I didn't really look into what they were. Now this kid is dead. How about $190,000 and I pinky swear it won't happen again.
Yeah.
I want to know what the stickers said. Are they just like a picture of a baby with a circle with a line through it? Like, no kids.
It says danger.
Yeah.
Wow. $190,696.
Yeah.
I wonder what
like,
their annual profits are.
For an individual, that's a lot, but that's not going to the person. That's going to the company. So, like, there's insurance for that. I doubt. Here's the thing. I know that, like, the laws don't really work like this currently, but, you know, laws can be changed. I think if you. This might be too hot of a take. I think if you own the company that exploits child labor and then lets a kid die, you shouldn't be allowed to own the company anymore.
Yeah. I think they should kill one of your kids.
You thought your take was
also
hot.
Not how the law works, but honestly, I think they should change it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, or actually,
force
you know
all
what?
Your kids to take the one chip challenge.
The
whichever
parents,
one makes it this is the strongest.
The parents of the child that died get to select one of your children. They can either take it as a replacement for their lost child, or they can kill it as retribution.
Nice.
Look, we believe in a fair and just society.
They really should hold.
I endorse nothing except the most deranged shit.
Amazing.
I hate that this place is called Florence Hardwoods because somewhere in there is buried a Florence and the Machine joke about this kid dying and I just can't make it. I'm too tired.
Listeners, we've given you the fridge magnets. Put them together.
Write your own jokes.
Hey, well, let's move on to another story about justice where a Turkish crypto trading platform CEO got a little bit more of a stiff sentence for his crimes. Just a little bit more stiff. So Faruk Özer, he ran this exchange called Thodex, a crypto exchange that in 2021 just kind of like shut down out of nowhere and nobody could access their funds. So and this guy like kind of just disappeared with like $2 billion of customer money.
Mm-hmm.
So Eventually, they found him in Albania. They arrested him. They brought him back to Turkey to face his crimes.
Wait, and isn't that where fucking Andrew Tate went?
Nope.
Albania? Where'd he go?
He went to Romania.
Romania.
Gotcha. Okay.
So this week.
Sorry.
It's one of the anias.
Yeah. Mania.
That's what we all have here on this podcast.
I'm really confused today. Okay, Albania, Romania, Bare Naked Ladies, Smash Mouth, Sawmill, Coal Mine. It's fine.
Okay, so
carry on.
He was extradited back to Turkey, and this week he was convicted and sentenced to. Actually, I want you to guess. How long of a jail sentence do you guys think that this dude got for stealing about $2 billion of customer money?
11 minutes.
Time served.
Well, I think George is closest. No, I don't know. His sentence is 11,196 years.
What?
Now, I don't know how long Turkish people typically live. I know that like.
So wait, where was he tried for this?
In Turkey.
Oh, okay. See, I was going by American standards. You get a fun slap on the wrist and be like, that's your money now.
American standards?
You did
he
it.
Might be in Congress right now.
Yeah, slap on the back.
In Turkey. I feel like Turkey is a place where, like, you kill a child in your sawmill and the parents of that dead child get to kill one of yours. I think that that's how,
how Turkey does it.
If you're Turkish and you're listening to this, this is I'm not passing. I'm just kidding.
If you're Turkish and you're listening to this, just know that one time I went to Istanbul and I bought a fish sandwich off of a boat.
If you're Turkish and you're listening to this, just know that one time I went to Turkey and I bought a really cool blanket and I still have it.
If you're Turkish and you're listening to this, just know I cannot point out your country on a map.
If you're Turkish and you're listening to this, just know that I never confused your country with... Romania.
If you're Turkish and you're listening to this,
turn this off. Just stop. Yeah.
What is this improv game that entered the chat?
How did you get here? We're happy to have you sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/worstweekend.
Okay, let's move on. So this week, judges in Alabama, judges have thrown out Alabama's redrawn congressional map. The last time that they did this, it was because only one out of seven, out of Alabama's seven congressional districts was majority black, even though the state is like more than a quarter black population. And they were like, dude, this is so fucking obviously racist. You put all the black people into one district. Like, you cannot do this. You have to do it. You have to do this again. So they did it again. And they did it again. Like, they increased the black population in a second district, but didn't make it anywhere near a majority. So it's still essentially just one majority black district. And the same judges were like, dude, what the fuck? So...
That's. I want to see these maps. Like, I feel like.
Yeah, they're always all fucked up looking.
It probably spells out KKK with the districts. That's ridiculous. Yeah,
you like put on 3D glasses of how they're drawn, and like, I don't know, Enrique, what's his fuck, comes out and gives you
sells
a T-shirt.
You a T-shirt. Yes.
Yeah.
He's not giving them away. He's selling them.
It's a QR code.
So, did you know why it's called gerrymandering?
Somewhere in my youth and childhood, I did, but not now.
Well, listeners, as promised earlier in the episode, you do learn at least one thing every week. So I'm going to give you that right now. The reason it's called gerrymandering is because there was some congressional district who the guy who was in power wanted to stay in power. So whenever they redrew the districts, but the guy's name was Jerry. Whenever they redrew the districts, like he had input on that to make sure that he retained power and it looked like a salamander. So they called it gerrymandering.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Okay.
I might be misremembering it slightly. He might not have been the guy in the seat or something like
no,
that.
No, I think he was. Yeah. I remember it being after some dude named Jerry, but okay, I can't remember the Mandarin.
When you asked, when you asked if we knew, I was going to make a joke about like, I don't know, probably just some fucking guy named Jerry. And it actually was just some fucking guy named Jerry. But what I'm upset about now is why was it Jerry spelled with a G? Why is it G-E-R? Like,
Gerald.
But I feel like people named Gerald with a G still spell Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. Like, what's your, is your full name fucking Geranium?
It's pronounced GIF. Let's move on. oh, hey.
Gerald. Gerrymandering.
Let's see. Oh, hey. A UN study released this week. Says that governments are failing to act in the ways necessary to hit the goals of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. Now, according to this study that the UN put out, we must phase out fossil fuels as soon as possible. Sure.
As soon as possible?
Yeah. I mean, like, whenever you get around to it or whatever, like, it's no big deal.
Actually, so many of the I remember I was super into the IPCC report from 2014. Mm-hmm. I used to have spreadsheets on my computer tracking the actual carbon data because it's all of that's public information, like what they're recording.
Also made up, Georgia. So like, oh,
right,
that's the
right.
Thing.
It's, yeah. It's all, I mean, it's all a bunch of shit. But
woke mind virus, liberal. It's we did not put the vaccine in the oil.
It's a 5G hot chip.
Right. Right. Right.
It's a bee. It's a bee needle loaded.
All right. First of all, fuck you, because one of our listeners actually wrote in and told me that their partner works at some fucking university that does stuff with bees, and they have bee-sized needles. So
I'm sure
you,
they
dude.
Do.
No, you said they don't.
No, I said they weren't vaccinating them by injecting them with bee needles one at a time.
They put the vaccine in the honey.
Also, yeah. I really, can we go back to Jerry?
No!
Please,
it's
worse.
Okay, Jerry's going to be dead from climate change. Then.
Jerry's already dead. Jerry died a long time ago. His last.
Did you fact check my Jerry Salamander story? Is that why you wanted to go back? For the listeners at home, Deanna is shaking her head yes.
Sheepishly.
I didn't want to say it because I thought it was rude, but it was very sheepish.
It was a little sheepish, I'm not going to lie. Okay, because his last name was Jerry. His first name was Elbridge.
I see why he went by Jerry.
Yes.
Elbridge Manor.
And
Mandarin.
Elbridge Jerry. Okay, he was the vice president of the United States at one point.
What?
He was the vice president at the time of his death, was the vice president of the United States. He created gerrymandering when he was the governor of Massachusetts in 1812, that created a partisan district in the Boston area that was compared to the shape of not just a regular salamander, because salamanders exist, but a mythological salamander. So, Vice President Jerry mandered a Sally mythologically in 1812. You're welcome. It's
was that
worse
what the
than
war
we
was
thought.
About? The War of 1812? Yeah.
William Tell Overture was actually about that. Yeah.
Are they reptiles or amphibians? I don't know. I want to kill you.
They're mythological. Yeah. Anyways, go on with the topic at hand. I'm sorry. I was blown away that he was the vice president.
Oh, on the climate change thing, I was just going to say a lot of the projections include us being able to do carbon capture mm-hmm. as part of the progression. So yeah, basically we're fucked.
And I don't know too much about it, but isn't carbon capture it's not that it's impossible, but it's essentially impossible to like do at a scale that would.
It's not impossible. We just don't fund it.
Okay.
So there are ways to do carbon capture. Like there are oil rigs that do, they actually catch most of their carbon. I think mm-hmm. they're like, offshore,
I don't know what
like,
carbon
Norway.
Capture is because I'm seven.
So whenever you're releasing carbon into the atmosphere, mm-hmm. you can mitigate that by like basically capturing
getting
and repurposing that. And then you can like change that element so that it doesn't raise the temperature more causing greenhouse.
Okay. I gotcha. Effect. I think I just didn't know that it was called that because I knew that that process was a thing. I just didn't. All right,
yeah,
cool,
and then
cool.
They're working on ways to take existing carbon in the atmosphere and pull it out of the atmosphere and repurpose it as something else so that you can get negative carbon emissions.
I heard somebody say the other day that there's only probably about 40 years left of oil like on
Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, We could literally be number one if we were just like, hey, remember how we were like, we're going to go to the moon, and everybody was like, that's not even possible. And then like 9 years later, we allegedly did it. What if we were like, we're going to get rid of all gas? Like, just do it.
Just fuck it.
It's very difficult and unlikely. And you know what? I would believe it more than somebody in 1950 being like, we're going to walk on the moon. I'd be like, fuck you, dude. That thing up there, you don't even know. That's far ways. Fuck, dude. I looked at it through a telescope. There ain't no footsteps on that thing, dude.
I seen it with my own two eyes.
Hey, unrelated to the UN study that says we need to start phasing out fossil fuels, the World Meteorological Organization this week said that 2023 was the hottest summer ever. Now, I would argue, and this is, I'm not just saying this because of the name of the show, that it was actually just the hottest summer yet.
I mean, honestly, I gained 15 pounds. I gained 15 pounds, but I still look really good. So this was my hottest summer ever, I think.
I look like shit. People keep posting this like quote tweet with your favorite picture of you in 2023. And I literally don't think I've had a good picture of me this year. I look haggard in everything. I hate myself. Hey, Hot World, let's move on.
Eldridge Jerry signed.
We don't need.
Look, no. Okay, hold on. This motherfucker signed the Declaration of Independence. Like this, Eldridge Jerry was a founding father.
That makes sense. That it was deep rooted. Jerry.
Yeah. I don't like the term founding father. I prefer discover daddy. Okay, now we are moving on, and you can't stop me.
I actually did have one more thing. Gotcha! I'm gonna ruin it. No, but it's an El Nino year, so next year they'll say it's not as hot, but it still is projected, just so you know.
Oh, like how after in 2021, everybody was like, the crime is so much higher this year. And it's like, then last year when everybody was in their house, shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
it's the weather equivalent.
If you want to make a point, you can kind of mess with the data to make it say anything you want. God bless America. Okay. This next story, this actually is something that happened 2 weeks ago, and I'm sorry, listeners, I don't know how we missed it last week, but I would be remiss. Is it remiss or remissed?
Remiss.
Remiss, yeah.
I would be remiss if, fuck, God if we did not it. Talk about diarrhea on a plane. Holy fuck, did you see this?
No.
I did. And you know what? I am on a lot of planes and now I'm upset.
So a plane was taking off from Atlanta flying to Barcelona, which is like probably like a 8-10 hour flight. I didn't look into it.
Long, yeah.
2 hours into the flight, somebody had such gnarly diarrhea that they like got up and ran to the bathroom and left a trail the entire length of the plane. And there's nothing on a plane that they can use to clean it up. So they just had to turn around.
Oh, my like, God.
We cannot finish this flight. There is shit everywhere. This is...
Did people start throwing up?
They have to have, right? Like, it was liquid shit. Like, there's no way the entire plane didn't fucking reek.
If I was on that plane... I would have been convinced that the plane had gone down and I was in hell.
If like, I was on my that eternity. Plane, I would have done a 9/11.
If I was on that plane, I would have honestly been like, we're already in the shit plane. Just finish the flight. Like,
maybe if I was more than halfway, but if you were not even over the sea yet, no fucking way.
At that point, that's when I start vaping. I'm like, you know what? We're going to make this smell better. Yeah. At this point, I'm giving up. It's going to smell like shit and mango peach. Thank you.
I vape on, never mind. That's a crime.
NSA guy, plug your ears for 30 seconds.
I vape on the sidewalk and in my home where I'm allowed. That's it. Those are the only places I vape.
Right.
I would
start vaping. I would give up. I'd be like, I don't care. Arrest me. Just no.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is terrible. This is one of the worst, like, non-injury things that can happen to a person, I think. like not like outside of like somebody being hurt or killed or whatever, like shitting yourself on a plane and then like not only shitting your pants but shitting the entire plane
and then you having shit, it be national news.
You shit everyone's pants.
Oh, this person needs to be a comedian. I want to hear their story.
Oh my God. A type five about the plane
about
shit.
The plane
I
want
to hear from every
honestly,
single person
I think
on this.
Honestly, yeah. I think it's a loose five. Some
I think there's like a Sharknado style documentary about this plane. Like there's this is ripe.
I've had enough of these motherfucking sharks on this motherfucking plane.
Exactly.
Okay. So, you know, rest in shit. He's still alive, or they're still alive. I don't know. But anyways. Okay, we got one.
Yeah, what garment did they shit through? Was it shorts? Was it a skirt? Was it pants? What was it?
It looked like the amount of... Okay, I don't know. I don't have enough details. Please do not look them up. I don't want you to stop me like halfway through my next sentence. Just it's fine.
This
it doesn't
is the interrupting
matter.
Podcast.
There wasn't a lot of information about the person. I don't think they wanted there to be, and it seems like not a lot of news agencies were like, "We gotta put this guy's picture up." Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
Here's the shitter. News of 11.
I'm sure not. I mean, now people are coming forward to share like their story about it. Yeah. It's like, what was your story? You were sitting somewhere and somebody pooped and then it smelled bad. Have you ever met a baby? Like, get the fuck on.
Yeah, I feel like 5 hours in, I would convince myself, well, after this story, I'm going to get a lot of followers and I'm going to become an influencer.
Yeah, once you like, you just kind of have to sit
you gotta
in it
find the silver lining in the shit. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to move on, we have one more story before our main event. It's just an update on the war in Ukraine, which we've said for quite a while, I don't really give a fuck. But I saw a story this week that is really funny to me. Apparently, Vladimir Putin is meeting with Kim Jong-un to discuss buying weapons from North Korea.
Wow.
And it's like, dog, if you've got to hit up fucking North Korea to buy weapons, that is not a good look for you. Also, like, they're like, oh yeah, Kim Jong-un says that he might be willing to trade some of the artillery in exchange for some technology, some stuff, and you know, also food. Like,
yeah.
The Manifesting Girlies group chat is really taking off.
It is. I don't know. It's bad, but you know what you gonna do? I don't know. It's funny. So, our main event. We have been hit this week with a deluge of horrible information about Elon Musk. Now, we talk a lot about the world's richest wax figure that's been melted and then reconstituted, Elon Musk. We talk a lot about this dude. He's good at making stories that you don't like him, but you do want to talk about him, you know? And holy shit, he's given us so much this week. So our first story, we're actually going to stay on the war in Ukraine because there's a memoir coming out. Or a biography or something about Elon Musk. So there's like a lot of information in there. And one of the things is apparently Elon Musk one night, like last year at some point, was talking on Twitter about somebody like asked him how he was doing. He's like, I can't sleep. I'm trying to figure out how to de-escalate the war in Ukraine. Apparently, that night, he went and disabled some of the Starlink satellites that he owns over that are how Ukraine is like using their military hardware is like through these satellites. He disabled some that were like on drones heading towards the Crimean Peninsula. And so instead of like hitting their targets, they just like washed up on shore. And so, mind you, this is Elon Musk. Interfering with like U.S. defense interests. Like, this is Elon Musk fucking with the war effort that we like aren't officially in, but like this is we are so fucking in this.
We're way involved.
Yeah. And like, again, I know it's like obviously rich people never get in trouble for anything, but like this literally working against the United States military, like we should care about that, right? Like it's crazy that we're just like, nah, keep let him do his thing.
Yeah, well, we don't care about anything.
We truly do not. We truly do not. Also, apparently Elon Musk and Grimes have had a third kid at some point. Like,
is
there's
that not the numbers and the X?
No, that was, I think that was their first kid. I do not.
Okay.
I thought they broke up.
They did, but I don't know. So there's XI, X-Wing, Windows XP, whatever the one, that kid. There's Side Rael, whatever, the insane name. It sounds like a demon. And then their third child's name is, I am not making this up, Techno Mechanicus.
No.
What?
Yeah, no.
I don't even know what that means.
Techno Mechanicus. Here's the thing. Another story that was in this biography was that Elon bought... apparently, his biggest motivation for buying Twitter is that he thinks it turned his kid trans. And, like, this is, you know, one of the rallying cries. He's been, like, real on this, like, anti-woke stuff, which is just transphobia, but they get to call it something else. And, you know, he's been talking about how schools are transing the kids and shit like that and just insane shit. But, like, this isn't a belief that he has, like, because of external. This is because he can't control his child.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, he's filling in everything else after the fact. Like, it's not to excuse it. He's still a fucking bigot. He's still a piece of shit. But, like, it is so funny that this he has spent more money than half the country will ever make combined to just like try and not let any more of his kids hate him, and they are all going to hate him.
They'll hate him. And like, imagine you're the richest man in the world, right? You can mess up the war in Ukraine whenever you want. You have a bad dream, you want to fuck that up, do it. And then you have kids. And kids are everyone's one thing. That like, kids are going to be kids. They're going to live their lives, and he cannot control them. So he just buys all of Twitter out of frustration. And I feel like he's acting like a stereotype of what like a, I don't know, is he 50, 60?
I think 52, I think.
Okay, I have a 52-year-old man who's like, I don't like what they're saying on the internet. I'm gonna buy
the internet.
I'm gonna buy it. And
I'm
so that's what he's trying to do. That's his full response.
You shouldn't have enough money to be able to do that.
Yeah. Oh no, for sure. But he does. I mean, he can literally change the war in Ukraine, but he cannot change his child. And I love that. There's some beautiful justice in the world that like, children are always the answer. Like, it's great.
The one thing money can't buy
is your child's love and your child's gender.
The two things money can't buy.
Yeah, it's great. That's such a divine justice.
Yeah.
I love that.
He came out this week. California just passed some law that's like meant to like put some guidelines in as to how the state deals with trans children. I didn't even look too much into it, but I just saw him talking about it like, we're just going to sit by and let them sterilize children? It's like, dog, shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, that's...
it's a nuanced conversation with a kid and their doctor and hopefully a supportive parent. That's all that is. That's all it should be.
Until you want to talk about, like, the fact that... Like, I don't know. You're just using words that sound bad. You just think it's icky and gross. Like, shut the fuck up. You don't actually care about children having their bodies modified at all, or else like you would be like, nobody's allowed to get circumcised or even haircuts. Like, that's not what God intended. Shut up. You're just making shit up.
And
Elon
Musk, go ahead.
I mean, he thinks that one of the biggest problems facing civilization, like something that is greatly contributing to like civilization collapse, is underpopulation. And so like, he is literally like personally trying to do his part to fight underpopulation.
He only thinks the world's underpopulated because there aren't more people to feed into his pockets. That's the only reason.
I mean,
if he needs more people to be born so that he can scarf away their
Look,
money.
If you have a couple but, kids that hate you, you can just have more kids. Maybe they'll love you.
Yeah, I but mean, also, if you have a trans kid and you have all the money in the world and you're worried about the potential of, you know, doing hormone therapy, sterilizing your kid, whatever that is, why would you not take that money and fund more research for what these hormones do? I mean, literally testosterone for female to male transition is not FDA approved. Estrogen is, testosterone's not. Why would you not start funding that? Like, for your own kid's protection, or if this works you up so much, why not lean into it and use your your big boy science brain and stop fucking up the war in Ukraine?
Well, fund to help.
Children are property, not people. Right. That's the thing. I don't think you understand, Georgia, so...
Right, right. Well, the congressmen are also his property, so...
Children are projections, actually. They're just parents projecting on... They're like, I have fucked myself up. I will now project all of that onto someone else, but claim it is righteous and good.
Yep, and it's the one thing he can't control, and I do love that.
Yeah, well, it's not the only... We have one more story about Elon Musk, and this is something that's like not quite in his control, but I think he is trying to control it a little bit. I don't know. Twitter has lost somewhere between most and all of its value since he bought it. It's hard
somewhere
to say.
Between most and all.
And Elon Musk is very upset about this. So this week... He announced that he's filing a lawsuit against the Anti-Defamation League, which is, I don't know the exact connection, but I believe it's some kind of like Jewish run kind of thing. There's it's got some connections to that. But like their thing is that like they go, they do a lot of work fighting against like Nazis and shit like that. And so Elon Musk has essentially said that it's actually the Anti-Defamation League's fault that Twitter's lost all of their value because, like, advertisers won't go on because the Anti-Defamation League said that there's a bunch of Nazis on Twitter. So he is suing the Anti-Defamation League for defamation. And he also wants us to know he is not anti-Semitic.
Asterisk.
He made a big point of that. In fact, Linda Yaccarino made three different tweets that were all trying to say, like, she tweeted and then edited and then edited their announcement that were like, we are not anti-Semitic.
Like, we just are acting like it. We don't believe
in it.
Hate
has no place here,
also,
edited from.
As somebody who works in social media advertising, I'll tell you, it wasn't the Jews that pushed away people from your platform. It's the fact that your advertising platform sucks dick.
Yeah.
The back end of that platform when you're running ads is horrific. If he wants people to run ads for Twitter, he needs to do the capitalist thing, make your product better. And
yeah, I mean,
it's so stupid.
There's definitely at least a portion of it that a lot of advertisers don't want their, like, ads to be right next to a person whose name is like whites only 6911 or whatever. And
not 6911.
Sure. But
so like that's it's a lot of things.
Yeah, but I also
but
I
it's
worked
definitely
in a,
not the Anti-Defamation League.
I worked in an ad agency like whenever he took over Twitter, and mm-hmm. we all had like the discussion, and part of the I think it's like twofold. One was like, ooh, do we want, you know, is the site secure at all? We don't know. Like when it comes to like you're connecting your business to the platform mm-hmm. and people's stuff was getting hacked. So we were like, I don't know. And it's also, okay, do I want my content to be next to a bunch of controversy? And then also Twitter ads didn't work that well when Elon wasn't running them. So he's really just shot himself in the foot here by adding the extra layers of an unsecure website and the chaos that he lets reign on that platform.
He defames himself. He defamed his own self.
Georgia, thank you so much for joining us here.
We look, also defame ourselves.
I really liked that moment of group disassociation that happened there. It was beautiful.
I was thinking I should edit that out. I might leave it in. There was a few seconds where we just all stared at each other, which is hard to do as three people. Emma did not care, though. Emma's been chewing on her plastic wood
having
for
the best time
the entire show. Georgia, thank you for joining us. This
Thanks
is
for
fun.
Having me.
Hell yeah. It's good times. Do you have anything to plug? Where can people find you?
Ooh, you can follow me on Instagram at Georgia Warder. It's WARDER. It's a weird name. It's like Philadelphia people say water. And you can find my shows there. I'm headlining a show for the first time next month. Really
Big
exciting.
Dog. Hell yeah.
Yeah. You can come watch me. Casey's in Southside. I believe October 6th is the first Friday in October. But follow me on Instagram and I'll remind you of all my fun shows coming up.
Hell Thanks. Yeah. Deanna, what about you? Do you want to be found this week?
You can find me on Twitter. At DDD Deanna, that's 4 D's EANNA. You can find me on Blue Sky at DD Rose dot whatever all those fucking things are. And, you know, follow me for more Eldridge Jerry facts.
You can follow me for nothing of additional value, but it's at Andrew Hillary US. Also, the show, follow the show at Worst Week Yet. Tell a friend to listen. Support our Patreon if you can. Go to patreon.com/worstweekyet. And maybe there was something else I feel like I'm forgetting. But more important than any of that bullshit, tune in again next week for more bad news.